Is it your sense that the violence is escalating there?
Definitely. This is the worst we've seen since the start of the revolution. I was woken up today around 4 a.m. by heavy explosions, and they've continued until now. I still hear them. They have not stopped in addition to gunshots, machine guns. This comes after 2 days of very violent attacks on protesters. For the first time, RPGs and heavy artillery were used against pro-democracy activists that were unarmed, in addition, of course, to the usual snipers and water cannons.
Is it also made worse by the fact that the army now seems to be fighting within itself?
Yes, well, today's attack started when the Republican Guard shelled the military base of the 1st Brigade, which is the defected military that defected in March and joined the protesters. Currently, now, there are clashes between government forces and the defected military. People are very tense, feeling that a military standoff between the government forces and the defected military has begun. And at the same time, peaceful protesters are sort of caught in the middle of all this and are remaining peaceful, yet they're caught in the middle between a military standoff. And of course, becoming extra violent. Stray bullets, stray shells are found in many different neighborhoods throughout Sana'a. Before, the attacks were limited to one area, but now they've expanded. I've talked to many of my friends and family members in different neighborhoods, and everybody is hearing explosions in different times. We're unsure where these explosions are coming from at the moment, who is attacking. It's very difficult to tell. And especially early morning when we still don't have electricity, but early around 3:30, 4 a.m., you know, it's very dark and people can really see what's really happening.